There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady. Bill Brady.
All right, rolling in on hour number two. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. They just have come out with the Incog Shadow, which is this is an inside-the-waistband concealment holster for your gun and its attached flashlight. Concealment just got a little more interesting. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. When you look around out there amongst the people that say things, amongst the organizations that do things, and the associations and groups that come out there and purport to be Second Amendment advocates, you're not going to find too many that are any more consistent than Gun Owners of America. If you listen to them in the 70s, they sound like they do today. Everybody's just a little grayer. Joining me now, it's been a while since he's been with me, the boss. He's the boss. He's always going to be the boss to me. Joining me now is the Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt. Good morning, sir.
Bill, good morning to you. Good to be with you.
Likewise, likewise. I don't know why we don't do this more often.
There's just so much going on, that's all.
I guess. There's a couple of. I want to ask you about this latest development before we get into the meat and potatoes of why I wanted to bring you in here. When you saw Judge Scullin's ruling in D.C., did you fall out of your chair laughing?
Well, I guess it's one of those times when the stop clock is right. Twice a day.
Okay.
And I don't expect that it's going to hold, but the prove yourself worthy to have a gun and carry it was shot down pretty good by the judge. I don't think it'll be the last word because that's the way our judicial system works. But I'm not totally sure what the last word will be, but he had a good opinion, and I'm glad it's now in the books, on the books.
Isn't the local government, the local authority in D.C., isn't that just a token? I mean, doesn't Congress actually run D.C.?
Well, they should. They have the they have the authority to do so. And the buck really does constitutionally stop with Congress. But all too often, the Congress just pretends that the spoiled child can do whatever it wants. Congress sends them money, and the D.C. government doesn't send much in return back.
Well, and we're going to get into why Congress, we're going to talk about the malfeasance of Congress here in a minute. If this holds, which I guess is really going to depend on whether the police chief Lanier decides she's going to appeal it, right? Or can the mayor
probably will, because she's really concerned with mere citizens having a gun.
Well, let's say she does that. I mean, Scullin's been pretty clear on it. He's going right down the road. He's just looking at Heller, which Heller was a D.C. decision. It was all about D.C. So if this holds, which I sort of think, based upon what I'm seeing throughout the country, it's got a better than even chance of holding.
The chances are getting better with each decision that's been accumulating.
Right.
The scales are beginning to, I think, tip toward that of freedom and gun ownership. But we'll see. Maybe so.
If it holds, what does that mean for the rest of the United States? What does this mean for Maryland? What does this mean for New Jersey, New York City? What does it mean to those guys?
Actually, this argument goes on across the country. As we were getting connected for our conversation, I was preparing testimony for a presentation next week in Columbus, Ohio, where a bill is being considered to add Ohio to the list of states that have constitutional carry, meaning no permit necessary. Just put your gun in your pocket or your purse and you're good to go until you use the gun in a felonious fashion, which
right.
Is a fairly standard way to approach this. Now, Alaska did this several years ago, and in the intervening time, their violent crime rate has declined fairly substantially, some 10%. Wasn't bad to start with. And probably most of the crime is after people have spent the winter hibernating in darkness, they go nuts. but in any case, it went from good to better after the enactment of constitutional carry. It didn't result in the always predicted naysayers are telling us, oh, there are going to be shootouts and bars and road rage will erupt and gunfights. Would you point to one of those examples, please? And they never do, because they don't happen.
You know, we've got that going on here. We've got. I watch in South Carolina. Have you seen what may happen in South Carolina?
No.
South Carolina may become the first permitless constitutional carry state where the only way you can carry permitless is concealed.
So they don't want you open carrying.
No, because that offends people.
Well, certainly I wouldn't want to have somebody wetting their pants. But let me get this right. The gun on the cop's hip doesn't upset people.
Well, that comes with other stuff, though. It comes with a shirt of a certain color, and it comes with a little piece of tin on the chest and some other stuff. They've got a car with a certain paint scheme, and you know, it just comes with so many accessories.
That explains it then, because that way we know that the cop is different from all other human beings.
Yeah.
So obvious. I don't know why I didn't think of that.
Well, that's the that's the irony of the Republican-held government of South Carolina.
Now it's a good step forward, and I'm glad people will be able to enjoy that freedom.
Well, it's still got to get passed. It's got to get past the state Senate. It's already passed the. It cleared the South Carolina House gloriously, but the last time it got proposed, it died in the Senate. It never got past the Judiciary Committee, run by a Republican who's my senator.
Okay, that's a not unusual story, that there'll be some old bull in the legislature who's a four-star elitist, and the thought of average citizens running around with guns appalls him. He knows that when you put that copper badge on a blue shirt, the person is transformed into an angel.
That's right. The character, everything about that person changes.
Yeah. So patience. We can trust them, but we can't trust anybody else. Of course, we can give them a 3-ton car to drive.
Sure.
And that's okay. Sure. We can trust that they're not going to run into a crowd of people with it. No. We don't want them to have that gun. They can just bloody well wait optimum 5 minutes for the cops to get there. Surely nothing could happen in 5 minutes.
Yes, I did. Somebody's asking me, did I vote for him? Yes, I did. I was an idiot. I'm sorry. I apologize. We're coming up on the first break. If you can hang on.
Well, they have primaries for repentance.
Sure they do. Sure they do. And I intend to repent. I'm going to say my Hail Marys and my Our Fathers. You hang on, sir. We'll be right back. My guest this hour from Gun Owners of America is Larry Pratt. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapon's reliability. An SAI-enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation Cube. In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USE-SILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Americans honor their war dead every year on Memorial Day, the last Monday in May of each year, with a special remembrance and celebration, with flowers on the graves of our fallen heroes. Guns80.com is offering a very special price on an AR-15 kit with an aluminum lower and two 30-round magazines for only $450 for Memorial Day. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com, or call 844-2-GUNS-80. Go now.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your Subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code. For those of you that want to carry a gun concealed with a light, now they have the holster for you, the Incog Shadow. Go check them out, tacticalholsters.com. My guest this hour, from Gun Owners of America is Larry Pratt. And now, you and a few, I mean, a very small handful of people, you look at things that most people would say, this is not even a Second Amendment issue. What's your problem? And you find the Second Amendment lead curtain that may be slapped around on us. What is it about fast track that and the fact that Obama wants it? And let's look at who doesn't want him to have it, which is the Democrats. And let's look at him. Let's look at who wants to let him have it, and that's the Republicans.
Well, the Republicans aren't called the stupid party for no reason. The Democrats don't like what they perceive, probably correctly, as legislation, that a treaty that would end up in a treaty that would further weaken the grip the unions' bosses have had on the economy over the years. In fact, unionism is a declining part of the economy every year, except in the government sector, where you can ask Governor Walker, are they tough to handle? and to his everlasting credit, he did handle them. But they're very robust in the government sector. So that's part of what's going on and why the Democrats voted against the treaty. We've been trying to get all members of Congress, and particularly Republicans, who haven't awakened to the danger inherent in the legislation before them that would authorize the negotiation of the treaty, because now is the time to tell the negotiators what you want in the treaty and what you don't want in the treaty. Well, one of the things we don't want in the treaty are import bans of ammunition. Just to pick one example, which I think might affect a lot of listeners, because foreign ammunition is plentiful, inexpensive, and may even have better primers and have a longer shelf life than much of the domestic ammunition. And our dear leader could simply write into this Trans-Pacific Treaty restrictions, high tariffs, prohibition, whatever he can get away with on the importation of ammunition, for that matter, export of firearms and ammunition from here. He could really put a hurt on Second Amendment industry. And in effect, this legislation, unless it nails down an area of concern, is giving our dear leader a blank check. And the idea after 6 years that Republicans in Congress would want to give Obama a blank check for anything when he doesn't even need a blank check. He's got white out on the Constitution right now, and he does what he bloody well wants. These guys are just beyond comprehension for me.
In your lobbying attempts, who have you tried to reach out to see if you can stir the pot?
Well, we've been in touch with some of the likely suspects, including Senator Cruz's office, and they just don't see the problem yet. So we keep hammering, hoping that maybe the lights are going to go on before it's too late. And meanwhile, the Democrats saved our bacon. I mean, you got to be in Washington to realize just how upside down things can be. And it's all considered normal.
See, let me ask you a question. How is it that I don't even know how I could exist in the political game, to be honest with you. Right now in the chat room, by the way, just so you know, since we were talking about the senator that's my senior senator or my state senator, everybody wants me to run against him, and they want you to be my press secretary.
Well, that's very flattering. But we want to make sure we can beat him, and if we can find the best person, then let's do it.
Yeah, well, and that'll be a talk for another time. I don't even know who would look at him in this little burg in which I live, that he has a little fight going on. I wouldn't mind doing it.
Your dearly beloved senator is really a microcosm of the problem we have with Republicans across the country and in Congress. The Republicans now control the Congress, and have they done anything to challenge our dear leader in the White House?
No.
Really not a blessed thing.
Well, they're doing it. What are they saying? They're saying we're doing it in the, you know, we had so much stuff that didn't happen under Harry Reid. Let's move some legislation along, shall we?
Yeah, we're legislating as if we didn't send them there to legislate.
Didn't we vote for gridlock?
Yeah, we sent them there to stop Obama.
Yeah.
And stopping Obama not only is not passing his new crazy ideas, his new socialist ideas, but it's also defunding what he's been. Now, Obama shut the government down and convinced the Republicans that they got blamed for it. It was such a serious political problem following that shutdown of nearly 2 weeks that they only gained 6 seats and control of the Senate and even 12 more in the House when it wasn't really arithmetically possible
right.
to get any more seats go to the Republican column. And yet they believe that what you and I are talking about is just too risky for the Republican Party. Hello? Yeah, but I just told you a minute ago, right? Everything's upside down here in this town.
I guess so. I don't understand that. I don't understand how some of these guys that do this, are they just so blissfully unaware of what is reality versus what they think life is like because they live in this beltway bubble? Is that what it's about?
That's part of the problem, because that's all they hear. I may have told you this before, but when I was in the Virginia legislature, I had campaigned alongside the fellow that won the governorship. And both of us had been just hammering no new taxes. Within weeks, this Republican governor was proposing new taxes.
New taxes.
And I'm on the phone from Richmond to my wife one night, and I'm telling her, you know, what's happening, and these are the arguments that are being made for this. And all of a sudden, she erupts through the phone and says, "You're not thinking of voting for that, are you?" Oh, no, no, dear. No, no, no. I mean, you know, I was not interested in sleeping on the couch, you know, when I got back home.
I've always wanted to meet Mrs. Pratt. You know, I've always wanted to meet her. That sounds like something I may have to do. Let me get you to hold on one more time.
You bet.
If you can, gunowners.org, that's where you can find out what they've got going on. They come at it from out of the box. They look at things, they see things that nobody else sees, they try things that nobody else tries, and it's all consistent. Check them out, gunowners.org. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
The economy is teetering on the edge. Spending and taxes are at all-time highs. Average Americans are hanging on by their fingertips. Is the American dream dead? Can it be restored? Join us at Freedom Fest, the world's largest gathering of free minds, in Las Vegas, July 8th through 11th, to hear the historic debate between Paul Krugman and Steve Moore. Plus, Senator Mike Lee, publisher Steve Forbes, billionaire Steve Wynn, and media mogul Glenn Beck tell us how America finds her way back. Discover the new American dream. Register today at freedomfest.com to find out. That's freedomfest.com.
If you you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. TacticalHolsters.com. This is the only kind of holster I run. I will be calling today to find out about that that Incog Shadow. I have a gun that has a flashlight that needs to be carried inside the waistband. Won't that excite the police officers if they say, are you carrying a gun? Check them out at TacticalHolsters.com. My guest this hour from Gun Owners of America is Larry Pratt. Let me ask you a question. Have you seen, I've talked about this for the last 2 days, and I find this, it's funny and it's hilarious, and at the same time, their whole tack is based upon, you know, undermining the Constitution. Have you noticed how there's no more gun control groups out there anymore? They're all gun safety groups.
Oh, yeah. They've done a study, and I forget the chap's name, that it was kind of a word analysis, but the kind of approach and words to use to make it more saleable. They found, for example, that they're, as you and I can recall, because we go back a while, there used to be a group called National Coalition to Ban Handguns.
Mm.
Pete Shields was the founder of that. He'd had a tragic loss of a son that was murdered and wanted to inflict his son's disarmament upon the rest of the country. Then he moved over to found Handgun Control Incorporated. Well, that was not quite as alarming sounding as Coalition to Ban Handguns.
Mm-hmm.
But even controlling handguns. So now it's become the Brady Center, on gun violence or something like that. So now we've animized, if that's a word, we've given animate properties to firearms, because they're the ones that commit violence. And that's why we got to get rid of those violent people. So once we lock up the guns, everything's okay. And that's kind of the sort of thinking that they have in those quarters. And they've been backing away and away and away from what they really are after. But I would submit that their foundational choice of name tells you what their goal still is. It's just that Democrats have to lie, and not that Republicans don't, and you were mentioning your state senator who probably lied his way into office, saying what great things he was going to do as a Republican, and then promptly acted like the biggest Democrat in Charleston.
Mm.
In any case, we deal with these problems, all that. By the way, before we run out of time, just to let me shift gears entirely, and you've probably already talked about it, but I did want to get your take. I think that somebody of the year, whether it's cop of the year or defender of the year, goes to that, for me, still unnamed cop in Garland, Texas, who saw these Muslim dirtbags coming out with their car with their rifles. They already wounded an unarmed security guard. Isn't that an oxymoron, unarmed security? And then in the face of that, this cop, he has a nice handgun. I will say that for Garland. Nice choice, a Glock 45. And he advances toward those two dirtbags. Now, that is cool. This guy is a piece of work.
This is a 60-year-old traffic cop. This is what he was. And at the same time,
at least he was assigned traffic as a rent-a-cop that night.
I
don't know if that's all he did. I think he probably was a regular beat cop. But 60 years old and out on a beat, not bad, pal.
Not bad at all. One of the things amongst my, whenever I'm talking amongst my tactical friends, it's always the wisdom is, well, a pistol can't take on a rifle. And yet, on more than one occasion, I've seen pistols take on rifles and win. And this guy coming out the way he did it, he's standing out in the open. He's moving and shooting at the same time. He kills them all in, 15 seconds?
Right, 12 shots in 15 seconds. Now, that I sort of went through the motion with an empty hand. Boom, boom. That's not boom, 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 which would have been a very tempting response. Pull the trigger as fast as you could.
I've tried to run the Glock 45 as fast as I can run it, and there's just a little too much muzzle flip on shot three. So you gotta time your shots as they're going out of that gun. And I think it has more to do with how fat it is in your hand than it does with the uncontrollability of the round, because the Glock 45 is a big, thick piece of steel. It's like trying to conceal a box of Wheaties.
Well, in any case, Officer No Name obviously knew how to run his Glock 45.
He sure did.
And he made it take care of business. I presume he was thinking already around shot nine. I got my extra magazine.
I'll tell you what I took away from this. Now, this is a thing that irritates me to no end. Hillary Clinton can get out there and say that gun owners in the United States are a minority of people that terrorize the rest of the United States, and that's okay. But they got out there and they had a cartoon contest to see who drew a cartoon of Mohammed. After all the stuff we've seen, all the caricatures of Jesus Christ and Buddha and all of the other deities out there, somebody does this, and all I'm hearing is, well, you shouldn't really provoke these people.
That's right. You were poking them in the eye, weren't you?
And, all I can... and
You know what? The First Amendment is all about provoking.
Yes.
It's all about that, and it's protected. And to have some Muslim dirtbag come into my country and tell me what I can say or not that offends his no-good, murderous, philandering, adulterous, thieving prophet, then I think maybe that's just a little bit unsupportable.
You know, I've been talking about how people need to look at their concealed carry, and I know what your concealed carry is. And, you know, I love that you say what you say, but maybe you need to get to something a little bigger. A little more capacity there, huh?
Well, it's never far away.
Well, I mean, you're a Kimber man when you get into a bigger caliber, right?
Right, right. That's the one gun that I can really, I could almost tell people I can shoot straight with that one. It really makes a difference. It's quite extraordinary. That gun is, and it's probably partly that it fits me well as opposed to others. Fine firearms, but that one fits me right, and it doesn't have the kind of kick that I can't get back on sight pretty quickly. And when I look at that paper that I punched with that Kimber, man, Annie Oakley, watch out.
See, I think you probably need to switch up and let the car lay down a little bit and pick up the Kimber and start carrying that. I love that you say what you're saying, but you know I'm trying to poke the bear in the eye with a stick too. But I've switched what I'm carrying and I've got something a little, you know, even if they walk up wearing the plates. Yeah,
that's another point. The dirt bags, the Muslim dirt bags, did have body armor.
Yeah.
And I saw a picture of one of that set of armor and had a hole in it. Apparently, this stuff can age.
Well, it can. If it's ceramic, you can put it in the trunk. You can put brand new plates in the trunk, the ceramic ones, and bounce them around all the way to the range and destroy them. So, I mean, they're not designed to, they're designed to be mollycoddled until you have to use them. Last break coming up. If you will, hold on one more time for me.
Yes,
Gunowners.org and Larry Pratt. You can find Larry Pratt right here at Genesis Communications on the weekend. Gun Owners News Hour, that's every weekend. And he's all over the place. He's just ubiquitous. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load.
Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial. Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by GECOTacticalHolsters.com. This is the only kind of holster I run. This is the if they don't make a holster for the gun, I get very angry and I let them know. And hopefully they accommodate me. Check them out, tacticalholsters.com. My guest this hour from Gun Owners of America is Larry Pratt. He has been around for quite some time, but he sounds just like he did in the... you sound still today just like you did when they were interviewing you about the omnibus crime bill in the 90s.
These omnibus bills never go away, do they?
No, they don't.
Every time you see omnibus, it means I put a lot of unconstitutional danger in this bill. See if you can find it. Are you feeling lucky?
Now, as we go forward, now I've noticed that for some reason amnesty has sort of, I know there's been certain things happen where amnesty is not quite the slam dunk that it was going to be. Has that died? Because I haven't heard anything else about it.
Well, amnesty is something where the Speaker of the House can take a small number of his caucus from the Republican Party and team up with a lockstep Democrat Party under Nancy Pelosi and get things done that otherwise the Speaker would be able to stop by moving his little finger. He's got a caucus that dominates the House, and yet he's run stuff through the House with Democrats so that there's a working majority of Rhino Republicans and Democrats. So on the amnesty issue, I'm concerned because these guys are so intent on bringing in illegal aliens and giving them citizenship, thus the vote, that this is an existential threat to the republic. And I don't say that because I'm anti-foreigner, because I'm married to a foreigner. But I say that because opinion polling of illegals shows that 85% of them are going to vote Democrat. Duh. That's what they're used to. They come from governments that are dominated by people who think like our Democrats. These are socialist countries. These are, with rare exception, like Chile and maybe one or Costa Rica, Panama, in our hemisphere. Precious few. And by the way, you don't find too many illegals coming from Panama, where my wife is from, or from Chile. Because those have stable economies. Those are prosperous countries. They respect people's property. The government regulation is, well, it's not ideal, but it's certainly a lot less than it is in many other places. And they're reasonably good places to do business. So they're not our problems. It's all the other countries that are run by people who are comfortable with our Democrats. That's what produces the economic disaster south of our border, which then inclines people to want to take horrible risks coming across our border to get here illegally. And then the Democrats want to give them the vote because they know that that's going to be a game changer for at least a generation. So amnesty and the immigration issue are like a big dagger pointed at the heart of the Second Amendment. And wouldn't you know, John Boehner's hand is on that dagger.
John Boehner. You want to know one thing I don't understand about politics, and you've been in this. Maybe you can explain this to me. Why does Congress look at John Boehner? When did he become John Gotti, the Teflon Don? Everybody seems to think, well, there's no way to depose Boehner. Who likes him?
Evidently, a majority of the Republican caucus, to their shame, because at any time they could take Mr. Boehner to the woodshed and either straighten him out or get him out. And they don't do that. They keep letting him bring up legislation that, were it not brought up, would never pass. But he teams up, as I was just mentioning, with the Democrats and the necessary number of rhinos, which is really rather small number of the Republican caucus. But the majority of the caucus still isn't flinty enough that they're willing to do something which is considered ghastly here inside the Beltway, and that is to challenge the sitting speaker. When they had a vote on an opponent for Boehner, they could only get about 25 votes on the record. People saying, John, I don't like you.
When those people go on the record with that, are they made to suffer?
Oh, yeah. Some of them lost committee assignments. Their legislation doesn't go anywhere in a hurry. But for somebody being threatened with that, the proper response, and some of them, to their credit, did respond more or less this way: I didn't come here to legislate. I came here to stop what you guys are doing.
What would happen, just out of curiosity, for this? Let's say that I'm one of the 25 that go on the record and say, hey, I don't like you, and I don't want you to be Speaker of the House. And then they, you know, McCarthy comes after me, or Scalise comes after me, Scalise, whatever his name, whoever Boehner sticks on me. And I look at them sort of like they're growing a second head as they're sitting there talking to me about being a team player and doing this and doing that, this for the Speaker. And then I simply look at them, and after they walk out, I call my press person and say, get me as many press conferences as I can get, because I want to get out there that I'm being intimidated by the Republican leadership. What happens if that happens?
That actually would be the appropriate response. And that would, in fact, I'll tell you something analogous. I would suggest that if that hypothetical were occurring, you don't just call that news conference, but you let that leadership, that McCarthy, that man, let them know that, hey, I'm having a news conference tomorrow at 10 to denounce what you've been doing, and I'd certainly like to give you the opportunity to attend and respond, which, of course, wouldn't happen, but it just might result in a little shutdown of some of the mischief. Our founder was in the state Senate in California, when it was still a Republican state before Amnesty ended that. And he was approached by some feminists, and they said, we want to give you an award, and we want to make sure that, you know, you're going to be around. And he said, well, let's set up a time. And he said, yeah, he said, I definitely want to be there. And by the way, let's do it tomorrow at 10. That's a good time for the media, and I'll make sure my office does everything possible to get the media there. They never came. So he is still the unrecognized misogynist of the year. But that's the way you handled these liberals. You know, they're imperialistic, but they're kind of bully-type imperialists. And bullies frequently have glass jaws. And so when you resist them...
Untested.
Boom! You know, all of a sudden, hey, can't we talk?
You know, that almost makes me want to run. Because I would run just to do that. I would run just to look at one of these guys. Well, you know, Mr. Frady, what we like is we like a team player. We like someone who doesn't rock the boat. And I just want to look at him and say, I don't care if I sink the USS Enterprise. I don't care if I take it down another notch. What is your name again? Let me write this down. I got to write. Hey,
you know, the
media person.
The United States of America, if the founders weren't quite ready to rock the boat. They came over here, and the king kept welching on his word and written agreements, some dating hundreds of years. And so finally they said, boom, we're not taking it anymore. Boom. So they were quite confrontational, I would say.
I would think so.
None of us are talking about anything like that. We're just talking about telling politicians to shut up and get out.
You can find Gun Owners of America at gunowners.org. You can find Larry Pratt there. You can find Larry Pratt right here at Genesis Communications, GCNLive.com. Check the show list, and you'll find where he's at, when he plays.
I think I'm 8 o'clock Eastern these days.
You may be. You may be. I just, when I have you here, you're on my time, though.
There you go.
Thank you, sir.
With you, my friend.
Happy Memorial Day.
And to you.
All right. That's it for the week, folks, everybody. We will be back on Tuesday with Aaron Cowan. We're going to talk about some more training via ISIS. Stay safe. It's never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control on a Friday. This has been Lock and Load.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved ones to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.